主耶稣圣名继续来聚会查考道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue our Bible study.
我们今天下午来谈谈救恩的元首，耶稣基督。
And this afternoon, we'd like to use the topic of the captain of salvation is Lord Jesus Christ.
请来看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
我们看第十节
3 verse 10
希伯来书二章十节
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的
In bringing in many sons to glory it was fitting that God for whom and through whomEverything exists should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
十一节
Verse 11.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
这段经文呢，提到耶稣基督他是我们救恩的创始人。
And here we mention that Lord Jesus is the creator of salvation.
他这里提到那个为那为万物所属的，为万物所本的就是这位真神。
And he also says that the God is the one who and through whom everything exists.
为了要领他的儿子进入荣耀里去，他现在先派了一个。元帅来出现。
So in order to bring his sons to glory, he commands this leader to take the task for him.
这个叫做我们说救恩的元帅。
And we say that as the captain of salvation.
或者是另外一个翻译本把它当作救恩的作者。
Or another translation is the author of the salvation.
在希伯来书十二章第二节那里这个就是我们信心创始成终，就是我们的信心是由耶稣基督来的。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it mentions that our faith came from Lord Jesus.
如果我们是一本书的话我们的生命是一本书的话，耶稣就是作者。
If our life is like a book, then the author of this book is Lord Jesus.
那整个救恩如果是一个作品就是一个神完整的一个礼物，那么这个创始人作者本身就是耶稣基督。
If this salvation is as a gift, then the author would be Lord Jesus.
那这位耶稣基督，他是救恩的元帅，他是要救许多的儿子一起进到荣耀里去。
And Lord Jesus is the captain of salvation, and he is to bring many sons to glory.
那他不但带领我们做我们的领导他还称我们做他的弟兄。
Not just being a leader, but he is also our brother.
所以他称我们做他的弟兄了。
He also calls us his brother.
所以我们跟这位主耶稣基督有很亲密的关系。
Therefore, we have a very deep relationship with Lord Jesus as well.
我们在基督里面，我们跟神的关系是多重性的。
In Christ, what kind of relationship we have?
你看我们今天信主的人我们称这位真神做我们的天父。
And for those who believe in Christ, and we call God as our Father.
那这位天父呢？他从救恩的角度来看，他又是我们的丈夫。
In the terms of Old Testament, this heavenly Father is also our husband.
因为整个救恩就是像那个用丈夫跟妻子的关系来让我们了解。耶稣跟门徒的关系。
Because the whole salvation, the Bible uses the relationship between husband and wife to describe our relationship with us and God.
所以教会是基督的心腹。
Therefore, church is the bride of Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他舍弃他的生命建设教会。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ, he sacrificed his life in order to establish the church.
然后这个教会是他所爱的，唯一的。
And this church is one he beloves, and it is the only one.
所以一开始神创造人的时候，设立婚姻就是一夫一妻。
So when God first created man, he set up this relationship between husband and wife.
就是一个了。
And there's only one.
啊，那这个婚姻的关系到耶稣来了以后，就被用来让我们了解基督跟教会的关系了。
This couple's relationship after Lord Jesus comes, and he manifested this relationship in himself and Christ and church.
所以你看，基督哈是教会的头。
And therefore, Christ is the head of the church.
这个基督只有一位心腹。
And there is only one bride.
所以只有一个教会。
Therefore, there is only one church.
所以在真神的救恩的计划里面
，In the salvation of our true God，
本来就是只有一个真教会。
And there is only one true church。
凡是归属耶稣的，被耶稣宝血救赎，在神面前被称义的
，Whoever belongs to Christ， whoever is baptized through the blood of Christ，
最后都是成为一个教会。
And at the end， they all belong into one church。
这个教会叫做基督的心腹。
And this church is called the Bride of Christ.
所以今天我们读圣经，我们愿意照圣经的话来信主的人，其实最后都会同一个教会。
Today, when we read the Bible and we follow what the commandment says, and we all belong to this this same church.
那我们又会最后会接受同一个灵的感动。
And also, we will be touched by this same spirit.
所以耶稣基督他成为救恩的创始人。
So Christ is the author of the salvation.
那我们现在都跟随这个耶稣啊。
And we all follow Christ.
他现在要把他这一群属他的人哦，把他带进荣耀里去。
And he will bring all these followers into glory.
所以你看，我们跟神、跟天父的关系。到最后我们会回到天国去的时候，我们 看神、哦、他说就好像是面对面，那时候已经就没有阻隔，我们就很清楚了。
Our relationship between ourselves and God would then be very direct. There is no boundary.
最后一定是回到父子的关系的。
And at the end we will return into relationship between father and son.
那你看我们 在世上的时候，你看这个我们等待我们在装备，在准备自己，等到耶稣来迎娶我们，就像新娘在等待新郎来迎娶一样。
When we are in this world, we try to equip ourselves, just like the new bride waiting for the groom to come.
哦，那等到主耶稣来带我们回到天国去的时候，那时候我们就明白。
Until Christ bring us back home, then we will understand.
我们今天在世上的时候，我们从圣经看到很多种关系，有时候我们称主是我们的主人，我们是他的仆人。
And there are many relationships mentioned in the Bible. Sometimes we say that we are the servants of God.
有时候他又是我们的同工。
And sometimes
我们是跟主是同工的，一起工作人。
Sometimes we are co-workers of God.
那在这个地方，他提到我们跟主耶稣是兄弟一样。
In here he mentioned that we are like brothers.
因为从救赎的角度来看，耶稣基督成为长子。
From the perspective of the salvation, Christ is the firstborn.
他是凡事给我们留下榜样的。
He always give us the example.
所以所谓的救恩的元首，就是他凡事都由他开始，他就做一个第一个这个模范。
Being the captain or being the leader, he is the first one that would give the examples to us.
所以我们今天敬拜神的事情，做什么事情，我们都看耶稣的榜样。
So when we worship God or in anything that we do, we would imitate Christ.
他留下给我们一个非常完美的形象。
He will give us a good image for us to follow.
是每一个人都可以来跟随的。
And it is for all of us that can follow.
耶稣基督，你看他是神道成肉身在人间显现的。
Jesus Christ, he manifests or he became flesh. As God and he come down to this earth.
主耶稣可以选择 在不同的阶社会阶层里面出现的，不是吗？
And he can actually choose himself to be born in a different society level.
但是主他们当他当时候是被这个木匠的家庭里面长大的，
But、
生下来的。
He was raised in a carpenter's family.
就是在一个很普通、很大众化、跟我们大家都一样的一个家庭里面出现的。
And meaning that it is a very ordinary family that we can all relate to.
今天耶稣如果生活在王宫里面的
，If Christ he lives in a palace，
那这样今天这个大部分的一般的百姓根本没办法了解，没办法亲近他的。
Then for ordinary people, we might not be able to really understand or get close to him.
因为有时候我们人的出生啊，你在什么背景长大的时候，你自然就会有一个有。在那个背景所产生出来所谓的品味
，and our background many times would influence our taste of life。
就是我们当我们都是在一个很普通的家庭出生的时候，我们什么事情都很简单。
And as we born in a very ordinary family, everything we do would be simple。
所以一个贫穷的家庭长大的孩子，他很多事情他容易适应。
In a very poor family。The child would be able to get used to everything.
大家跟他在一起相处的时候比较自然。
And when every one is interacting with the kid, it would be very natural.
如果他的家庭背景是很特殊的
，And if the kid's background is special,
那我们跟这个特殊人在相处的时候就会有一个障碍。
And then there would be some kind of barrier that we would feel.
小弟读大学的时候，我有个同学。
And when I was in college, I have a classmate.
我的同学，她是将军的女儿。
And my classmate, is a daughter of the general.
那时候，她的父亲是台湾金黄部司令的司令了。
And her father's rank is
金门防卫司令部的司令。
Is a really high rank official.
她是两颗星的中将。
Two stars a general.
我们那时候都不知道我们这位同学这么在家里这么特别。
And we all of our classmates did not realize that how special her father is.
放假的时候才出现，哇，原来不知道为什么突然有那个黑色的那个轿车开到那个宿舍门口来接他的。
Only during the holidays we realized that there would be a black luxury sedan would come and take her away.
就是保镖来护送她上车，然后开走这样。
And there will be guards that would kind of protect her to go away.
我们本来都不知道我们同学这个身份，本来都还跟他这样子嘻嘻哈哈的。
And we didn't realize her status in the beginning.
后来知道她的背景之后，大家都跟她保持距离了。
Until we knew about her background, then we started to distance ourselves with her.
她的生活环境很不一样的，跟我们一般不一样。
Because her family background is really different from ours.
他家里面都是保镖佣人啊，哈。
All her,
就是很，反正跟一般同学不一样。
In her family, there is many guards and there is many servants that would serve her.
然后就觉得说，哎，他这个人的各方面的教养，真的也是不太跟一般的同学不太一样，
and
不容易相处。
We also realize that her personality is quite different.Than ours, as well.
你光是一个这样的我们相处过的人，你就知道说，哎，如果一个人他是比如说总统的孩子，他是一个什么富有人家的小孩，我们在相处的时候就觉得，哎，好像事情他不能够了解我们所经历的一般的生活。
So if it is a president's child or a very rich family's child, sometimes they will not be able to relate. To the similar backgrounds than us.
你看，今天主耶稣基督他出生在一个普通的木匠家庭里。
So for Christ, he was raised in a carpenter's family.
让人人都可以接近。
So that everybody can get close to him.
所以主耶稣他道成肉身来，他来世间不是要享受的。
When God became flesh into this world, he is not to enjoy life.
他是来完成神的救赎。
He is here to complete the salvation.
他是来执行因为他是神的这个救恩唯一的能够执行的人。
He is the only one that can fulfill the commandments.
他要来成就神对所有人类的应许。
He is to fulfill the promise that God gave to everyone.
他要来建立一个属灵的国度。
He is here to establish the spiritual kingdom.
我们要从希伯来书来再一次的认识这位耶稣基督。
So from the book of Hebrews, let us once again understand a little bit better about Lord Jesus.
因为早上我们所提到的，我们不能够忽略这个救恩。
As we mentioned in the morning, that we should not neglect this salvation.
这个福音是耶稣设立以后。
And this salvation, after Lord Jesus has
established, 他的众多的门徒继续在传扬。
Many of his disciples continue to preach.
他现在从希伯来书二章的第五节以后。
And so in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5 and onward,
他现在要再更深入的去说明耶稣基督他是多么重要。
The author continued to emphasize how important the Lord Jesus Christ is.
这个救恩呢、哦？这个救恩其实是要建立一个属灵的国度。
This salvation is to establish a spiritual kingdom.
然后是要从没有罪的。
And so that no one will have sin.
然后在这里面是圣洁又公义的。
And that everyone will be holy and righteous.
在这里又是荣耀的国。
And in this kingdom, it will be filled with glory.
所以我们来看第二章第五节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 5.
他说我们所说将来的世界，神原来没有交给天使管辖。
It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking.
这个将来的世界不是这个物质看得见的。
This world in the future is something that we cannot see.
这个将来的世界指的就是这个荣耀的天国属灵的。
This future is the It is spiritual.
是他说没有交给天使管呢、啊。
And it is not subject to the angels.
是给谁
？Who is to give?
是给这个神所指定的救主耶稣基督的。
And it is to give to the appointed one, Lord Jesus Christ.
第六节
，verse six.
有人在经上某次证明哈、啊，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
But there is a place where someone has testified, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him.
这是从诗篇第八篇引出来的。
This is from Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇，这个是大卫的诗。
Psalm chapter 8 is a psalm of David.
如果我们看诗篇第八篇呢
？If we read Psalm chapter
8, 你就会看到这一首诗哈，其实是在预言弥赛亚基督的。
And if we read chapter 8, we can see that it is prophesizing Christ.
是在也在预告耶稣基督的工作。
It is also proclaiming the work of Christ.
那神的名啊，到最后在全地上会非常的美。
The name of God in the future will be beautiful.
也就是说，你看今天这个最有权柄的名啊，就是耶稣了。
And the name of Christ is carried with authority.
你看第一节那里说主啊，主我们的主神，我们的主啊，你的名在全地。何其美。
Verse 1, O Lord, our God, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
你将你的荣耀彰显在天。
You have set your glory above the heavens.
到最后他说，你看，他要从婴孩跟赤奶的口中建立能力。
And from the lips of children and infant, you have ordained praises.
也就是说，从在人中的不可能的是很卑微的，神要建立起一个荣耀的国度，是出乎人意料之外的啦。
And from a lowly person, he will establish this kingship.
然后第三节他说：“我看观看你指头所造的天哈，跟你陈设的这个月亮星宿。”
Verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place.
然后就看到人其实是很渺小。
And they realize that how lowly a man is.
但是他又想到说，人这么渺小，但是神却又这么眷顾我。
But what is man that you are so mindful of him?
所以第五节说，你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐给他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Verse 5, you made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor.
那这个地方这一节呢，就是希伯来书第二章所引用的。
And this is where we can reference from Hebrews chapter 2.
然后他又说，你要派他管理你所所造的，是一切的，你所创造的都伏在他的脚下。
And you made him ruler over the works of your hands, so that everyone will bow down.
我们在看这里的时候，就对照希伯来书就知道，他这里所讲的这个人啊，比天使微小一点，其实就是耶稣基督。
So this person that is a little lower than the angels is referring to Lord Jesus.
这个人本身是按着神的形象造的。
And this man is created based on the image of God.
现在耶稣基督来到人间呢。
Now Christ has entered into the world.
他就是要来救这些按神形象所造的这些人。
He is to save all these men that are created by the image of God.
神把所有的荣耀尊贵都加在耶稣的身上。
And God gave all the glories unto Christ.
最后要让所有的万物都伏在他的脚下。
So that all beings will be under his feet.
也就是说，到最后所有的权柄都归给耶稣基督。
Which means that all the authorities will be given to Christ.
但是这样的一个过程不是说就好像从口袋里面拿出来就给你，你就得到了。
But this process is not as simple as picking up from the pocket
and
give it to him.
要得到神所给的这个尊贵荣耀，要经过苦难。
In order to receive this glory and authority, he must go through trials.
这个苦难就是为我们人的罪所承受的。
This trials is to be bear on behalf of all the human.
也就是这个苦难本来是我们每个人应该自己去承担。
And another saying is that we should be the one that bear all these tribulations.
但是耶稣基督他现在为我们一次的承担起来了。
But now Lord Jesus will suffer for all of us.
经过这些苦难之后，
after going through all these trials,
所有的尊贵荣耀就加在他的头上。
All the glories and authorities will then added unto him.
他把神的救恩完全了。
And he will complete the salvation.
让我们今天本来没有希望的人有了希望。
So that today, originally we do not have hope and can't have hope.
所以在诗篇里面呢，它充满很多有关于基督耶稣的预言。
In Book of Psalms, there are many prophecies about Christ.
在我们在读希伯来书的时候，特别看到很多诗篇的那个经文。
And if we read the Book of Hebrews, we can see there are many references to the Book of Psalms.
那这个就是旧约圣经里面一个很重要的部分，就是诗篇。
So one of the most important book in the Old Testament is the Book of Psalms.
里面充满耶稣，虽然好像是诗歌，但其实里面是充满预言的。
Even though it may look like a psalm, but there are many prophecies.
它的预言都指向耶稣基督这个人物。
Because all these prophecies are pointed to Christ.
也就是要完成救恩的这个工作。
And so that he can complete the work of salvation.
那主耶稣基督，我们现在看回来，在希伯来书第二章，在第二章第八节这里说。
So let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8.
第八节说，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的，只是如今我们还不见万物都伏他。
And put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet, at present, we do not see everything subject to him.
第九节。
Verse 9.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
你看他这里特别在强调说那个比天使小一点的耶稣哈。
And here it especially mentioned that Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels.
在第七节那个地方有一个抄本，它是写说暂时比天使小一点呢。
And in verse 7, there is a reference that you made him a little lower than the angels, just a little while.
所以暂时表示等到这个时间过了之后，这个耶稣到底是谁，他真正的身份就显明出来。
Means that after a while, then who is this Christ then will be revealed.
这位神的耶稣基督他是天地的主。
This Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of of all heaven and earth.
在第一章的第十节就已经讲了，天地都是他造，都是他造的。
In verse, in chapter 1 verse 10, you already mentioned.
啊，所有的使者都要拜他的。
That all heaven and earth are the work of his hands.
哦，
那 and everyone will bow unto him.
那个神哦，神设立天使，事实上是为了要为救恩服务的。
And God established, angels is so that they can serve, for salvation.
所以这个救主耶稣基督，他本来就是天地的主呢。
And so this Lord Jesus Christ, he is, the Lord of all.
但是他现在为了要完成这个救恩呢，暂时比天使小。
But in order to complete this salvation, he is made a little lower than the angels.
为什么会这样子？
Why is that?
是因为今天主耶稣基督他成为肉身，带着肉体在地上生活。
It is because, Lord Jesus, he became flesh and to live in this earth.
他在这个肉体底下都是受到限制的。
On the flesh, he is bounded, by,
by fleshly limits. 凡事跟我们一样。为了凡事跟我们一样。
In order to be like us.
所以主耶稣，你看他很谦卑，很限制他自己的。
And we can see that, Lord Jesus, he is very humble.
他事实上在被钉十字架的时候，要被抓的时候，他跟门徒说：“我也可以派十二营的天兵啊，这个神的军队来救我。”
And before Lord Jesus was, to be captured, he said that I can actually, send angels to come and protect me.
当时候彼得哈想要去保卫主耶稣的时候。本来想要打仗的。
And during that time, Peter tried to protect Jesus by having a battle with the soldiers.
主耶稣跟他们说把刀收起来。
But Lord Jesus told them to put down all their swords.
我也可以请十二营的天使来救我。
I can order angels to come and rescue.
但主耶稣没有。
But Lord Jesus did not do that.
他就像罪犯一样被人家抓去了。
He is like a criminal and was being captured.
他就是，这个就是苦难。
And this is a suffering.
他在这个地上的时候，他很谨守他自己的身份。
When he was on earth, he grabs on his status.
他每一件事情都遵守这个天父的指示。
He was able to obey all the commandments that God was given.
所以在这个时候，在这个地上执行救恩的时候，主耶稣，你看他感觉上真的是比天使小，因为天使是属灵的，到处可以去啊。
And so, in order to complete the salvation, Lord Jesus was made himself a little lower than the angels.
但是最后，其实等到救恩完成以后，所有的尊贵荣耀都要交给成为冠冕在耶稣身上。
And after the salvation is complete, all the honors and glory, are given to Lord Jesus.
但是这个就是一个过程，这个就是受苦的过程。
But this is a process of suffering.
你看第九节特别强调说，因为受死的苦啊，然后就得到尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
As mentioned in verse 9, that because he suffered death, so that the grace of God might taste for everyone.
荣耀其实通常都是从苦难当中出现。
And glory usually is manifested and after going through suffering.
所以今天你看我们在世上为了信主的缘故，如果受苦了
，So when we are in this world and we suffer because of believing in Christ，
我们不用觉得奇怪了。
We should not feel strange，
因为主耶稣基督他所创设这个救恩就是这样子，这么一回事的。
Because how Lord Jesus established salvation is the similar process。
他自己也是这样走过的。
He himself also went through the same process.
他为了要执行天父的旨意啊，他宁可受苦。
In order to complete the will of God, he suffered death.
被人家误会，被人家凌辱，鞭打。
And he was being chastised and he was being beaten.
每一件事情，主耶稣都默默承受。
Everything he suffered without any words.
啊，所以这个他为了我们的缘故受苦，他最后得到荣耀。
And he suffered for all of us, and so that at the end, he will receive glory.
最大的苦就是去尝死味这个事情。
And the biggest suffering is that he will taste death.
主耶稣基督他是没有罪的。
And Lord Jesus Christ, He does not have sin.
啊，那我们知道罪的代价就是死亡。
We know that
the wages.
The wages of sin is death.
啊，那主耶稣不需要去尝这个死的。
And Lord Jesus does not need to taste death.
但是他为了我们，他所以你看他担当我们的罪，就是要最后要尝死味。
But for the sake of us, and he need to go through this process.
那这里他特别讲到说，因着神的恩呢，哈。
And in here it says that by the grace of God.
就是你看，所以主耶稣基督啊，你看他当时在世上工作的时候，真的看起来好像是人一样。
So as we see that when Lord Jesus worked on this earth, he is just like us.
其实当时候希伯来书为什么会有这本书呢？那怎么会当时会有人想要写这本书呢？
So why there is someone who wants to write the book of Hebrews?
事实上是因为在这本书在按照现在在考证哈，应该是公元65年到69年之间所写的。
Based on the study, the book was written during AD 65-69.
也就是说，在耶路撒冷城被焚烧哈，那个百姓真的被以色列国真的亡了哈，圣殿被毁之前发生的事情。
And it is before that the city of Jerusalem was being burned down. That the author wrote this book.
可是在这之前，其实信耶稣人是遇到很多的逼迫的。
But even before this, whoever believed in Lord Jesus, they would have a lot of tribulations and suffering.
当时候就是那个罗马皇帝尼禄当王的时候。
And it is during the time when,
Nero.
The king of Nero was being the king in Rome.
那个时候，其实基督徒肉体受迫害。
And during that time, Christians they suffered.
很多人为了信主的缘故死了。
And many people died because of their belief.
但是其实越多逼迫哦，那个信主人越多。
But the more tribulation, the more people believe.
这个信仰本身是没有办法被外面的这些迫害阻挡住的。
And faith itself cannot be stopped by the outward tribulation.
在每一个世代都这样子。
And it is the same for all generations.
越困难的时候，越多人想要去信。
When there are many tribulations, the more people want to believe.
真的，我们今天看到弟兄姐妹很多人他们在信仰上碰到障碍，真的遇到逼迫。
And we see that many brothers and sisters they.Would face some challenges in their faith.
但是越逼迫，哎，这个信心越坚定。
But the more sufferings they have, the deeper foundation they have.
就是他越不会被这个逼迫吓坏了。
Meaning that they will not be scared away.
一定会继续往前去追求这个信仰。
They will continue to go forward and establish their faith.
但是反过来，当如果信仰都很平安的时候，没有人在管你的时候。
On the other hand, if our faith is very peaceful and nobody is caring.
这个时候，反而我们都觉得反正无所谓嘛。
And we will feel that it is okay.
我们就会真的是慢慢的就从这个信仰上堕落下去。
Then we will then lose our faith slowly.
所以你看，我们通常在什么时候会懂得靠神，会想要去追求这个信仰呢
？So what is usually the time that we would try to pursue after God?
都是我们在遇到患难的时候。
It is always that we face challenges.
我们经历苦难，我们才会发现说，哎，这个信仰很重要。
When we experience sufferings in life, then we will realize how important our faith is.
反过来，什么都很平安、很顺利以后，
and、
很自由了。
In other words, on the other hand, if our life is very peaceful,
我们自己就慢慢放松了。
Then we will being too relaxed.
没有人去说不可以做这个，我们是我们自己不做的。
Nobody would tell you to not do certain things, but it is our own choice.
我们自己的那个重点就已经不是在放在神身上，可能放在这个世界上了。
And our focus would not be putting on to Christ, but rather onto the world.
那所以其实每一个信仰逼迫的时期，信心都是会越来越坚定。
And in different stage of our faith, when we face challenges, we will always have establish a better foundation.
但是在希伯来书写作这个时间里啊， 他们当时候最大的问题不是外界的逼迫，而是异端的诱惑。
But during the time of the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, their problem is not that they receive outer tribulations, but rather the
异端 heresies.
The heresies in the church.
因为当时候很多人在质疑说，到底耶稣是神还是人？
And because they question whether Lord Jesus is just a man or he is God himself.
有人不相信耶稣是神。
Some people they do not believe Lord Jesus.
他认为耶稣只是一个非常好的人。
They only believe that Lord Jesus is a good man.
但是有人不相信耶稣是人。
But some people do not believe that Lord Jesus is man.
他不相信神会成为人，跟我们一样在受苦。
They do not believe that God will become flesh and suffer along with others.
所以当时就出现很多种不同的异端。
So there are many heresies going around.
通通在冲击信主的人的信仰。
And these heresies are impacting the faith of the disciples.
所以你看这个信仰已经经历了两千年的挑战。
And this faith has been a challenge for more than 2,000 years.
事实上证明所有的异端最后都一一的倒了。
And it is a fact that this heresy is all being
真理还是一直存在的。
Destroyed that only a faith is still only the truth still exists.
希伯来书当时就是为了要去辨证真理而出现的一个作品。
And Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, exists because it is to testify for the truth.
因为特别是当时候，他们对耶稣基督的认识是被误导了。
And during that time, many people have misunderstanding about Christ.
所以在这个地方啊，他在强调的是耶稣基督。他是跟我们一样有血有肉，在肉身受苦，这个苦是为我们每一个人承受。
Here is especially mentioned that Christ is just like us. He has flesh, and then he is suffering on behalf of us.
因为我们每个人都是带着肉体。
Because we all carry this flesh.
神为了要拯救我们。
And in order for God to save us,
他自己就成为血肉之体。
He himself become flesh.
好，所以你看他接下去啊，引用以赛亚书的信息哈。
And later on, the author used the reference from the book of Isaiah.
第十三节
，verse 13.
我要倚赖你，看哪，我以神所给我的儿女。
And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me."
好，那这个是以赛亚先知他当时所预言的。
This is the prophecy that the prophet Isaiah has spoken.
那这个时候第十四节特别强调说，儿女同有血肉之体，所以他照样也亲自成了血肉之体。
And verse 14 says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity.
你看，耶稣基督这个神成为人，他现在是跟我们根本一样。
So, Jesus Christ, he became flesh, and he is just like us.
有血肉之体，实际上就受到这个肉体的限制啊。
And since there is flesh, and therefore he is limited under the flesh.
在这个肉体里面，有时候人会承受苦难的，真的是会痛苦。
Under the flesh, and they will go through sufferings.
哦，但是最后最终极的一个苦，就是面对这个死亡。
And the biggest suffering is that all humans will face death.
他说要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And so that his death might destroy him who holds the power of death.
这其实就是主耶稣基督救赎的重点。
And this is the focus, when the important point of Lord Jesus' salvation.
这里说这个魔鬼掌死权，不是说魔鬼有这个权柄去定我们生或死啊。
And here it says that devil has the power of death. It does not mean that devil can control.Whether we live or die.
因为在耶伯记我们就看到魔鬼能够做的事情都被神限制的。
In the book of Job, we can see that whatever the devil can do is limited by God.
神给他画了一个线。
So God gave him a boundary.
这个魔鬼不能够越线的。
And so devil cannot surpass this boundary.
所以你看神跟魔鬼说，耶伯的所有的财产通通在你手上，随意带他都可以，但是这个人你一根头发都不能碰。
So God told devil that you can take away all the possessions that Joel had, but you cannot take away his life.
事情就照神所说的这样成就了。
And it is then the event happened according to God's
will. 第二次神跟魔鬼说，他的生命给我留着，不可以让他死。
And the second time God told a devil is that you need to preserve Job's life.
他这个人你要随便带他都没关系。
You can do whatever you want with Job.
我们就看到真的耶伯现在是肉体受苦，但是他就不会死。
And so later on we see that Job suffered a lot throughout his own flesh, but he did not die.
所以生命是掌握在神手上。
Therefore, life is preserved under the control of God.
圣经这里说，掌死权的魔鬼，其实是因为魔鬼可以借着引诱人犯罪，让人死亡的。
In here that it says the devil holds the power of death is it means that the devil will try to deceive the human so that a man can fall and die.
那罪的刑罚就是死亡嘛。
Because
punishment.
The punishment of sin is death.
所以你看魔鬼掌死权其实借着罪引诱人让人最后导致死。
And so a devil they holds the power of death and so they
那现在主耶稣基督他说他借着死要败坏魔鬼的这个作为，主耶稣要借着死亡了，肉体的死亡来败坏魔鬼的这个罪的功用。
And so Lord Jesus he would use the death in order to destroy the power of the devil.
他为我们的罪最后死在十字架上。
And on behalf of our sins, Lord Jesus, he died on the cross.
他为我们去尝死味，这个最终的工价。
He tasted death for us.
让我们每一个人在罪里面死的人都可以因着他活的。
And so that whoever has sins can live
借着相信耶稣。
Through believing in Christ.
所以借着主耶稣十字架上的这个死呢，让我们每个人重新有了生命。
Through Christ who died on the cross, then we can all have this new life.
那这样子罪就在我们身上没有功效了。
And so that sin no longer have any work in us.
看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第七节，第六节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with.
第七节说，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Verse 7, because anyone who has died has been free from sin.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就必信与他同活。
Verse 8, now if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
好，第九节，因为知道基督从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Verse 9, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.
第十节说，他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
Verse 10, the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
第十一节说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督里应当看自己是活着。
11, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以在这里看到，借着今天我们如果在基督里面，其实我们向罪已经是死的。
If we are in Christ today, then to sin we are dead.
我们如果不再有罪，我们就不会有死亡的。
If we do no longer have sin, then we will no longer have death.
所以借着耶稣的死，解决了这个罪的辖制之后，我们人就脱离了魔鬼的权势了。
So through the death of Christ, and therefore we are free from the boundary of sin.
然后呢，我们在基督里面，我们就得到释放嘛，哈。
And so in Christ we are free.
所以希伯来书二章十五节说，主耶稣基督要释放那一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人呢。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 says, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
你看今天有很多人， 因为怕惧怕死亡，就成为罪的仆人。
And many people they are afraid of death, and therefore they are the slaves of the death.
那其实最后是永远死。那是最后结果是永远的死亡。
At the end, we will all die.
怕死的人也是会死的。
Those who fear death, he will also die.
真正胜过死亡才不会怕死。
Only those who surpass death will.
今天我们有谁能够胜过死亡？
Who can surpass death?
只有在基督里面的。
Only those who are in Christ.
也就是说，我们已经真的超越死亡。
Which means that we surpass death.
因为耶稣已经为我们死之后，我们就已经活着，我们不再死亡。
Because Christ has died for us, therefore we have surpassed.
所以，我们今天在主里面的人，我们心里面事实上是很自由的。
So in our hearts, we are actually free.
你看，今天我们一个人如果害怕，
if we are
恐惧哈。
If we are afraid today,
恐惧其实是让我们生活里面没有喜乐的。
This fear will not give us a joy.
做什么事情都会有恐惧的时候，你就完全没有自由了。
When we do things with fear, then there is no joy.
所以现在主耶稣基督来释放我们，所以真理让我们得到释放。
So truth is to free us from death,
不再怕死亡。
So that we will no longer fear death.
所以这个在基督里面真正的自由。
This is the true freedom in Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他这个救恩，他是要让我们得自由。
So the salvation of Christ is to give us freedom.
我们不怕死亡，是说我们真的知道已经我们对罪已经有免疫力，我们不会再去犯罪的。
We no longer fear death is because we are not afraid of sins anymore.
我们知道罪的代价是死亡。
Because we know the punishment of sins is death.
所以当我们越了解耶稣基督 所成就这个救恩，
If we understand better about the salvation of God,
我们就会很感谢说，感谢主救了我。
Then we will thank God and praise him for saving us.
我们今天得到真正的自由 跟平安了。
Today we have received this true freedom and true peace.
第二章的十六节特别强调说，神没有救拔那个天使，只有救亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And verse 16 says, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
就是天使犯罪，神也没有救他。
And even God would not save the angels who sin.
彼得后书二章特别强调说天使犯罪。
And Second Peter is mentioned that even angels sin.
但是神并没有救他们。
But God did not save them.
可是现在神救这个犯罪的人。
But God saved people who sin.
所以主耶稣基督，你看他是为了我们人的罪献上他自己，来成为挽回祭。
And therefore Christ he sacrificed himself to save us humans.
今天主耶稣基督他成为我们的好朋友了。
And Lord Jesus, today he is our good friend.
他要让我们跟他一样。
He wants us to be like him.
所以你看他自己先来走这条路。
So he first set the example.
十字架路他先走过了。
He has walked the path of cross.
他都得胜了。
And he has triumphed.
他就告诉我们今天跟着他的人说，也要走这条路。
And so he tell those followers to also walk the same way.
但是他会帮助我们。
But he will help us.
他要让我们可以得胜。
So that we can also overcome it.
他告诉我们怎么走。
And he will tell us how to walk it.
告诉我们在走的时候我们应该要准备什么。
And he will tell us what we should prepare.
所以其实主耶稣他就真的我们的领导者。
So,
救恩的领导者。
Lord Jesus, He is the captain of our salvation.
他走了这条苦难的路。
He walked through this salvation path.
他邀请我们跟他一起走。
He welcomes us to walk along with Him.
他要我们随时都可以依靠他。
He wants us to always rely on Him.
所以我们今天要珍惜这个救恩。
So today we need to treasure this salvation.
当我们认识主以后。
When we understand God,
我们就不会忽略了耶稣基督的这个救恩。
We will not neglect the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们不会忽略，除了我们早上所提到的说，我们会郑重所听见的道理之外。
And besides from truly listen to the message of God,
其实我们会进一步的去传扬主的救恩的。
We will also go even further by preaching the gospel.
我们看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
第二章十二节说，我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要称颂你。
Verse 12, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers in the presence of the congregation. I will sing your praises.
这句话是从诗篇二十二篇二十二节引出来的。
And this is reference from Psalm chapter 22, verse 22.
但这个就是今天我们认识，我们承认耶稣是我救恩的元首的时候，我们接下去会做的事。
When we recognize that Lord Jesus is the captain of our salvation, then we will do this.
因为耶稣基督，你看他传福音的时候，他在强调这个神，要尊重神。
When Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he proclaimed that we need to respect God.
他就赞美神了。
He praised God.
那我们今天也是一样。
And today we are the same.
所以我们领受救恩的人，我们就会传扬主的名。
Whoever receives the message of God will also praise His name.
好，那我们会凡事都倚靠他。
And whatever we do, we will rely on.
所以十三节说，我要倚耐他。
And that is why in verse 13, I will put my trust in him.
因为他就是我的榜样。
Because he is my example.
我的帮助。
He is my help.
所以我什么事情都从他 得到指示。
So in all things, I would receive help from him.
主耶稣他能够帮助我们的，他愿意帮助我们的。
Because Lord Jesus is willing to help us.
所以第二章二十八节，他为自己。他自己既然被试探而受苦，他就能搭救那被试探的人。
That is why verse 18 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, and he is able to help those who are being tempted.
你看这里我们中文用搭救，其实它意思就是帮助的意思。
And in English translation, it says that Lord Jesus can help.
所以你看主耶稣基督啊，他能帮助我们，他可以体恤我们，他知道我们的苦。
Lord Jesus, He can help us because He understands our suffering.
所以这个元帅哈是很体贴的。
So this captain is very passionate.
你看今天我们在上班的时候，如果我们有一个很体贴我们的上司哦，这个工作就很愉快。
If we have a very caring boss, then our work would be very enjoyable.
啊，但是如果有一个很挑剔的上司，你就麻烦了。
And but instead, if we have a very bad boss, then our life would not be as easy.
今天我们的这个元帅，我们的主呢是非常体贴。
And today, our captain of our salvation, he is very.
我们跟随他，我们有时候会遇到软弱。
When we follow him, sometimes,
主耶稣可以了解。
We will be weak, and God understands.
他会帮助我们。
And he will help us.
只要我们愿意来依靠他。
As long as we are able, we want to rely on.
这个元帅是可靠的。
This captain is reliable.
他是有能力的。
He has power.
那我们放心的跟随就没错。
And we can, put our trust onto him.
那我们就会发现说，哎，他所带领我们走这条路，最后是进入荣耀的。
And we can see that, the road that he's leading us will then lead to a glory road.
主耶稣因为苦难得完全。
Because of suffering, Lord Jesus, he became complete.
最后，他的尊贵荣耀就放在他头上。
All the honor and glory will then
成为冠冕在他头上
，and will be like a crown of righteousness.
我们
on his head.
跟随主的最后所得到的也是荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And those who follow him will also receive the same crown.
那个时候，我们真的就是满足的喜乐。
Then at that point, we will have a complete joy.
让我们放心的来跟随这位主。
So that is put our trust onto him.
让我们能够成为他终身的门徒。
So that we can be his disciples forever.
我们一起来传扬他的名。
And also proclaim his name forever.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him together.
338首。
338.